My name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Yes, her name is Kiara. That's spelled K-I-A-R-A. Last name Hager, H-A-G-E-R.
Perfect. You can go ahead and complete the transfer and have a great rest of your day.
Right. All right, Kiara. She's going to assist you from here, okay? Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Hello, is this Kiara?
Yes.
Okay. Is it Kiara, not Kiara, right?
It's whichever.
Okay. Well, what do you prefer? I just want to make sure I'm saying your name correctly.
Well, I get called both by even my parents, so it doesn't.
Oh. Okay. No worries. So you don't have any preference. Okay. No worries then.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. Well, my name is Hannah, and I am speaking on a recorded line here with you. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit today?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. We can go ahead and see if you're.
Can you give me 1 second?
Yeah,
of
course.
Can I put you on a brief hold?
Yeah. Take your time.
1 second. Hello.
I'm still here.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we're all set to go. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit today?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And before we go ahead and move forward, I do just want to confirm information here. Your first name spelled as K-I-A-R-A, last name H-A-G-E-R. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the best phone number for you is 763-388-6234. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And are you currently a resident of the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And as it pertains to the Depo Provera case, have you already found an attorney or this would be your first time looking into it?
This is my first time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm then that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm. Is that right?
Right.
Okay, got it. And did you take Depo Provera shots for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, and within at least one of the years, did you have at least 4 separate injections, meaning one every 3 months?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And after taking the Depo shots, were you then diagnosed with meningioma?
Sorry, can you say it again?
Were you diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And would you happen to have the exact month, day, and year in which you were diagnosed?
I didn't know I still needed to. I'll pull up my chart again. 1 second.
Okay, no worries. And if you just have an estimation of the month and year, that's fine too.
August 2022.
Okay, so that's, you said that was August 20 of 2022. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your date of birth?
12/10/94.
Okay, and you said that was December 10th of 1994. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that had also been affected by Depo Provera, or just you, to the best of your knowledge?
Just me.
Okay, I see. And was it the name brand Depo Provera that you were taking?
Yes.
Okay, and let's see. In terms of the usage time frame of like how many years, beginning from, you know, what year to what year, when would you say that you started using the Depo shots?
My son was born 2018. I started using it 2020.
Okay. Would you happen to remember the month that you want me to put in? Was it before COVID had happened, after it had already started? Do you remember?
It was right like literally in the beginning.
Okay. Did you want me to go ahead and put then maybe like March 1st of 2020 as a rough estimate of when you started
the
depot?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And when would you say that you stopped using the depot Provera shots? Was that like
right
near
before
the diagnosis?
Yeah, right before surgery.
Okay. So did you want me to go ahead and put in? So this was after you were diagnosed, right?
Yes.
Okay, did you want me to just put in September 1st?
As soon as I was diagnosed, yeah, that's fine. Because as soon as I was diagnosed, I got off of it.
Okay, got it. So I'll go ahead and put the start dates here, again, just as a rough estimate, as March 1st of 2020 and stop date as September 1st of 2022. Does that sound about accurate to you?
That's fine.
Okay, got it. Okay, and for the HIPAA consent forms, can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay, thank you so much, Kiera. And in terms of your middle name or middle initial, do you go by any middle name or middle initial or just Kiera?
Yes.
Okay. And what would that be?
It's Moshe.
Okay.
M-O-S-H-A.
Oh, that's a pretty name. I have M-O-S-H-A. Is that right?
M-O-S-H-A.
Perfect. Okay, got it. And social.
348-90-9812.
Perfect. I'm going to read that back to you. I have 348-90-9812. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I have your email here as Kiera, but in Kiera, there's two I's, so double I, and then last name Hager at gmail.com. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And we already confirmed the phone number. And what's the best address for you?
2419 Plymouth Avenue North, apartment 101, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55411.
Okay, and I'm sorry, did you say that was 22419 or just 2419?
2419.
Okay, 2419 Plymouth Avenue North. What was the apartment number?
101
and Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55411. Is that all correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And you said it was Plymouth Avenue North, right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. I got it. Okay. And prior to being diagnosed with your meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with any other cancers?
No.
Okay. And in terms of the actual meningioma, do you recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed you? Or if you don't remember the doctor's name, do you remember the hospital? And that's okay.
I do have, because I have my chart open. So
okay,
I do have the name of the hospital,
okay.
And I do have the name of the doctor.
Okay,
it was Dr. Kyle Nelson.
Kyle
Nelson.
Thank you. Okay, and where did you see him?
At Abbott Northern Hospital.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and find him here. Oh, okay, and I'm sorry. Oh, I found him. Okay. Okay, so Abbott. Okay, and was he the same doctor that had treated you as well, or is that a different doctor?
I'm sorry, your phone.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. That's okay. Is this a little bit better? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry about that. Was Dr. Kyle Nelson the same doctor that had treated you for your meningioma as well, or was that a different doctor?
Yes. So you're saying, like, who gave me the shot?
No. So Dr. Kyle Nelson told you that you had the meningioma. Is that right?
Correct.
Was he also the same doctor that helped you remove it or treat the meningioma?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, but that was my very next question is who had prescribed you the depot shots? Was that a different clinic? Which hospital was that?
Yes. That was when the one that told me that I had it was Broadway Family Medicine.
Family Medicine.
And the doctor name is Rose Ebel,
Okay. Okay, got it. Double
Ebel.
EBEL. Okay, got it. Okay, perfect. And did you have the actual shots there at their location, or did you have it like prescribed home and you picked it up at a local pharmacy?
I'm sorry. It's
That's
your
okay.
phone. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. For the shots, did you have them there at the clinic? Or
Yes.
did you pick them up at a pharmacy? Okay, you had them there.
No. Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay. And at Dr. Kyle's office or at Abbott, they are going to have the medical records that show your diagnosis. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and last thing here, and who did you want us to put in as your emergency contact?
You can do my mom.
Okay. And I'm ready for your mother's number whenever you have it.
612-404-6840.
Perfect. And what's your mom's first name?
Yvette, Yvette.
Thank you so much. All right. I'm going to go ahead and prepare the consent forms. If I'm not already, you can go ahead and put your phone on speaker.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and send this over to you, but before I do so, I'll just confirm some basic information. Are you confirming that you are indeed Kiera Moshe Hager at
Mostly.
Moshe, my apologies, at 2419 Plymouth Avenue North, apartment 101 in Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55411.
Yes.
Okay. And you are confirming that your date of birth here is December 10th of 1994, social 348 909812. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I just sent this over to your email and text message, so whichever notification pops up first, go ahead and click on that.
Okay, one second.
And once you do click on that, there should be a link that you're able to click on for the website.
Oh, yes. Okay. Okay, so I just push start and then just start,
Yep.
sorry.
Go ahead and click start, and then you're going to see a yellow box with a downward facing arrow. Go ahead and click on that box, and then you can sign your signature.
Okay.
And then once you click on that, and you're happy with your signature, go ahead and click at the bottom left where it says adopt and sign.
Okay. Okay, I did it.
Okay, go ahead and click finish, and there is going to be a continue button, but you can actually just exit from there. We don't need you or want you to create an account, so you can just exit there.
Okay.
And that's basically it. From now until the next 4 days, someone from the law firm is going to be contacting you. So just make sure that when they do reach out to you, you do get back to them within the reasonable time frame. They do need to have that 5-minute introductory phone call with you before they can start pulling your records and starting your case. So it is very important that they do make contact with you from now until then, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I appreciate your time. In a moment here, I'll also text you with my number as well. So in case you have any questions, just feel free to reach out to me, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. Again, I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but we do hope to help you get some justice here, okay?
Thank you.
You have a good rest of your day now, Kira.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.